Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, back on Ebling and You with the kids table taking over. I'm Dan Redford with my co-host in crime, Eric Jorgensen. Now, the kids table is an all-inclusive group, and we are proud to have the MSU alumni director in the studio with us, Scott Westerman. How you doing, Scott?
Well, it's great for you to have somebody that's a little bit older.
I wasn't
keep you guys under control here.
We're not the kids table. Like I said, the kids table is all inclusive. You know, it is invite only. But
I don't want to tell you exactly how old I am, but 36 years ago, I worked at this radio station. I did the all night music marathon from midnight until 6 a.m.
You told me you're 35.
I've been counting backwards for about a decade here. But it's great to be back at the friendly confines of 600 West Cavanaugh. And it looks like Mac's done a good job keeping this place looking great. And you guys have been fantastic.
Well, it's
great,
been
great guests.
We've been having a fun time.
Yeah. It's been fun. So, and this will be another fun segment. We are going live all over the world. And we actually also have an alum on the phone, somebody near and dear to my heart, Kelly Steffen, live from Washington, D.C. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
What are you up to for Thanksgiving? Are you headed home?
I'm flying to Wisconsin tomorrow.
Okay. And when are you heading back to the big D.C.?
On Monday morning. Okay. I have to work Monday.
Excellent. Well, we're talking, earlier we talked a little bit about, what does it mean to be global? I know a few years ago, our conversation with Meg really just got me thinking about President Simon's World Grant mission. How do you see, Scott, how do you see MSU kind of starting to fulfill that vision?
Well, I mean, you're a classic example. I mean, you and Kelly are two great examples of how we're spreading out the whole Gumball philosophy and how Gumball has morphed out into D.C., and the things that you're doing with the World Expo over in Shanghai. I mean, it's just absolutely a classic example of MSU's global reach, whether it's alumni, part of our 500,000 alumni that we have around the world that are doing great things in leadership positions, or even students like you who are going out and already making a difference and you haven't even gotten out of school yet. I think that is absolutely fantastic. And it's great to be with, Kelly, I've never met you in person. We need to do an IRL thing here sometime.
Well, good planning on my part. Well, hey, introduce yourself. It'll be great. I guarantee it'll be a wonderful conversation. Well,
Scott, meet Kelly. Kelly, meet Scott.
Well, I've been sending people out to her. She took care of Elizabeth Batiste for me when she was out there with the Vice President Biden, so I appreciate that.
We met once, one morning at the pie company. It was real brief, though.
See, now this is the problem that I have. I probably met since I started in January something like 3,000 people.
But, right.
And the picture I have of you is your avatar image that you have on Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
We'll talk about Twitter with you in a second, Scott. We're here with Scott Westerman, director of MSU Alumni Association, and we're talking to Kelly Steffen, recent grad from MSU. Scott just mentioned Gumball. We've had that mentioned a couple times, so I guess it's time to tell listeners, what is Gumball, Kelly, and how are you bringing that mission to D.C.?
So Gumball started, I'm sure, I wasn't able to hear Meg's segment, but I'm sure it was brought up then, but it started with her and Brett Koff, really, that they wanted to, they felt that they didn't quite fit into the normal feel of clubs and associations at Michigan State, so they kind of wanted to take it out the formal area, and they started saying every Friday night that they were going to meet at Harper's, which is a bar restaurant in East Lansing there, and it just to talk about whether different obstacles that really active, enterprising students have, or to form better connections, that kind of stuff. And so I took a job out here in D.C., started in July, and right away I just one of the biggest things I missed was the Gumball group and just really being active in the community. So I decided I wanted to do that out here. So really all it started was that I started tweeting about it, and I got a few tweets back from all Michigan State alums that, said, what is this, or this Gumball business, tell me more. And so now we've kind of really formed a great network out here where we work really closely with the Michigan State alumni group out here, that we do a lot of different community service events, and we're really just hoping to keep expanding our network and finding new ways to get involved in D.C.
Well, it sounds like it's coming full circle in terms of this Twitter and Facebook bandwagon. I know folks that follow Scott MSU Scott W on Twitter know that I don't know how he does it. He's got to have 8 people doing his Twitter account because you really update that thing. it's unbelievable. Why is Twitter, Facebook, social media, the internet, are these things making just huge gains for MSU Alumni Association? How is that enhancing what you're doing at MSUAA?
Well, you know, this is kind of on a more technological scale, exactly what Kelly's story has been. When she went out to D.C., she took the magic of Gumball from East Lansing with her where she went and connected, as most people do wherever they land in the world, with the local MSU contingent out there. And what social media really is, it's just a large family connected electronically. And at MSUAA, we decided a long time ago that we weren't going to build our own portals. We weren't going to try to get people to come to us. We were going to go to where they were. So that means being very active on Twitter, Facebook, wherever things are happening. And, you know, we have to make sure we stay agile. So there's about 4 or 5 of us at MSUAA that actually tweet and do stuff. In fact, if you look at the top 50 tweeters in the Lansing area, 5 of those top 50 are from MSUAA, the Timbo Grackuses, John Hills, those folks. And the real thing that we're doing is we're just engaging in conversation. If you think about how this social media stuff can work, it can be, if you're a PR person, it can be a way to just disseminate press releases. It can be a way that you can do customer service, or it can be in a way that you truly engage. And that's what we want to do. You know, we are watching very closely what people are saying, and we're trying to respond and learn more and trying to adjust our game plan based upon what we're hearing from our constituents out there.
Absolutely. One of the things we're trying to do at Gillespie Group, in my position making this China creative space, is to do just that, is to make that engagement, you know, apply across our Chinese student population, which, as you know, is absolutely booming, along with our at-large international student population. How important is it, Scott, to have the banner cry of the MSU Alumni Association to spread across the world?
Well, you know, and Kelly, you can attest to this. I mean, the thing that really sets MSU apart from just about any other university is the network. I mean, a lot of other universities have alumni associations, and there are a lot of other alumni groups that are very cohesive and talk a lot. But the thing that makes MSU magic is that wherever you are, if you're a Spartan, there's a Spartan there who will answer the phone whether they know you or not. And that is, I mean, that is something that just doesn't happen anywhere else. And I talked to my Big Ten colleagues, and that is part of the MSU magic. I mean, Kelly, how long was it when you got to D.C. before you started making friends?
I mean, like, I did come here with some friends, but my best, friends now that I spend the most time with at, out here in D.C., they're people that went to Michigan State but I didn't know at Michigan State. And I think that's really cool, is that we had that connection, which is kind of how we met out here, but it got even deeper than that really quickly. So, I mean, I would say I had good Michigan State friends within a month of moving out here. And new ones too.
You know, see, that's what it's all about. I think that's fantastic. Now, Kelly, you know, you're a gumballer, so obviously you're an entrepreneur. What do you want to be when you grow up?
We're never going to grow up, Kelly. Don't tell me that. I don't want to.
I want to be Dan's campaign manager and Eric's vice president.
Oh,
I want to keep those two on task.
We need it too.
Well, you know, and for all the Ebling regulars out there who may be listening today, this is the hope for the future. I mean, these folks are young, and they are either just freshly out of school or not quite out of school yet. And if you could see what I see when I go to things like Startup Weekend, which Eric was very much at the forefront of, and the Gumball and the KALC group. The ladies' gumball auxiliary, if you will. I mean, these people are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. They know that they've got their act together, and they've got the energy and the tenacity that I think you really need to have to be an entrepreneur. Because it's not for everybody, is it, Eric?
No, it's not. And you see that a lot. I mean, you know, MSU is a big university, and it's very traditionally sort of academic and research based. And now I think in the last few years we've had more of a resurgence of this entrepreneurial culture. And MSU, and specifically people like you and Paul Jakes and a lot of others within MSU, have been really welcoming and encouraging of that. And it's due in part to a lot of your support that things like Startup Weekend happens.
Well, in reality, if you look at the way that America is reinventing itself, we are smaller, leaner, meaner, and more entrepreneurial. And you guys are at the forefront. If you look at the people that are creating the new jobs in the state of Michigan, they're happening in 100 different places with people that are opening up companies that have 10 or 15 employees. That gets to be critical mass, and it's great to have MSU be at the forefront of that.
Well, and the neat part of that is, you know, from 1995 to 2005, out of all the high-tech firms started in Michigan, 33% of them had at least one immigrant on board. And so when we talk about that global reach and, you know, making MSU alumni known across the world, we are creating partnerships here. Kelly, for you in D.C., have you been able to engage with the international community there, some international alums? And, you know, for some of the listeners out there, they might not know exactly what it is that the alums are doing other than what they might be doing tonight watching the Michigan State game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a challenge that Gumball is going to have to take on. I mean, there is a huge international community out here, but actually really engaging those and forming more meaningful relationships, I think that's something we still need to do better. I mean, we're not leveraging into all that DC has yet, for sure, and that's something definitely a next goal I would like to start with.
How do you do that? I mean, that's the continuing challenge we have at the Alumni Association, is how do you make those connections?
I mean, I don't have the answers yet, but what we're really...
Come on, Kelly. We had you on here for answers.
You always have the answers, Kelly.
I've only been here for 4 months. Give me one more, at least.
Still our first term.
But I think going beyond the game watching, I think really starting to do community service events, you know, if you're getting nitty and gritty with someone you don't know right next to you, I mean, that's a really meaningful bond you can form. And I think... also, some of my goals are to have competitions like Dan and I planned last year, like Eve of Ignition, or like Jordan was just talking about, Next Bright Idea, and kind of starting those up here in D.C., because that's something really unique to Lansing and something that was started there but could be formed anywhere. And I think those are going to be new ways to really engage people.
Well, I think you're right on there, Kelly. It's all about getting the right people together and providing resources for them. And you know, on behalf of the kids' table, Scott, we welcome you as one of us. You are knighted. You are knighted an honorary lifetime member. You are seriously a very big part of kids' table, of Gumball, of giving the young folks around here feeling that, you know, we can create something. So thank you, and we thank Kelly Steffen, working for IBM out in D.C. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I miss you guys.
Any plans for a triumphant return to East Lansing, Kelly?
None right now, but there will be.
Awesome. All right. Well, Scott, Eric, and I, we're going to be plotting that in the coming hours here. So, Kelly, thanks so much. Kelly Steffen from Washington, D.C., Scott Westerman from MSU Alumni Association. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we will be back after the break with Kids Table Takes Over Ebling & U, 1320 WILS.